Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we're talking about nearly half of Gen X say they'll need a miracle to retire. That means they are going to need Jesus to come back in order to retire successfully. If you have been subscribed to our channel and you watch, then you know that we always talk about retirement tips, how to save for retirement, preparing for future medical costs, lowering our insurance costs, all these ways to prepare for retirement. Well, let's see what's missing and see if we can kind of break this down. So we're going to watch this video. I'm going to come back with my analysis and see if we can kind of save these millions of Americans who may be unable to retire if they don't make a change.
This year, the oldest members of Generation X are turning 59, and that means they can start withdrawing retirement assets without penalty. But many feel unprepared to begin retirement. According to investment bank Natixis, the average retirement savings of Gen X households is about $150,000. Wow, that's far from the $1.5 million Americans say they need to retire comfortably. Almost half of the people in the study said that it would take a miracle for them to be able to retire. So for more on this, we're joined by CBS News contributor Javier David. He's a journalist who covers global finance. I mean, kind of, it's not surprising. I feel like Gen X is like the first kind of generation where people didn't have access to pensions. Like pensions were kind of going out the door, and then it was up to you to invest in your, you know, retirement fund. And I don't know about you guys, but I know in my 20s, I was like, are you kidding me? Right. I need every tiny cent that I'm making just to survive.
Exactly.
And retirement seemed like, a light years away. So why are Gen Xers worried that they won't be able to afford it?
A number of reasons, but two in particular, just middle age and the cost of living, all of which is being driven or influenced by fear of the future. Like reality really does bite since we're all one million was said to be like the magic number for you to be able to retire or have in your retirement account. And those numbers that you just showed, that's not even remotely close to a million. We're also the first generation to hear repeatedly that Social Security was going bust. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to be around when we were ready to retire. We needed to be ready. And a lot of us are just waking up and realizing we're not ready.
Mm-hmm. So as Emery was pointing out, I mean, this is the first generation. And I love how the producer who wrote the segment up said they are the first generation.
We're the forgotten generation, right? No one ever pays attention to us.
We are the first generation of U.S. workers to live your entire working life with 401k plans instead of traditional pensions. 401k plans were seen as a better option when they were sort of created. How has that worked out for our generation?
So 401k, the best way to think about it, it's funded and controlled by you, and then your employer might add or match your whatever the allocation is. Mm-hmm. The pension was funded and controlled by your employer. So in order to maximize the benefit, it really meant that you had to like stay tied to one job for a very long time in order to get all of the money. So the 401k is a lot more variable. It's more subject to market forces. The pension was a defined benefit, a guarantee, an annuity that you're going to get a fixed amount. It makes it easier for you to war game your like cost of living because it's basically kind of like at on par or close to what you were making. But there was a reason why they fell out of favor, because they were just really, really expensive for the employer.
So the main thought I want you to take away from here is that Gen X are the first generation to hear about this, the transition between pensions and 401ks. So I don't really expect them to fully understand the impact of not taking heed to the information that was provided in their younger years. Once again, the first generation is going to make a lot of the first mistakes. They're going to not contribute to their 401k. They're going to take withdrawals out when they're not supposed to. They really don't know how it works and how it differs from what their parents may have had in the past. So what we need to do is, one, give them a little bit of grace, but also let them know that it's still okay and you still have time. Because even if you're in your 50s and 59, you still have another 5, 6, 10 years to actually contribute to your 401k and maximize your 401k benefit. The excuse that you didn't know or that no one told you is not true. But I do understand the fact that you didn't know if this was going to work or not. And that's understandable. A lot of things come in and it didn't work, just like the pension plans. They came in, it sounded good, you get a pension, but they were just way too expensive. And people complained about pensions not being available. People were stealing money. It wasn't as much as they thought it was going to be, and a lot of things on and on and on. But now that we are in control of our 401k, we have to take the steps necessary. We have to hire our financial five. We have to hire our financial advisor, our accountant, our lawyer, our power of attorney, and our executor to prepare us for retirement. We can't depend on Social Security. We can't depend on Medicare. We can't depend on our job to give us a pension. Retirement is do it yourself. Retirement is do it yourself. I'm gonna say this again. Retirement is do it yourself. You have to take control. You don't have to do it by yourself, but you are in control of saving for your retirement. No one is going to save you. Let's keep going.
So we started moving away from, okay, the employer saying we're going to take care of this, and like, you need to take care of this yourself. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us, as we, you know, as you were having the segment, are realizing we haven't necessarily done a great job of doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So are there any aspects of retirement that are out of workers' control? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's just prices, cost of living. And I think, you know, speaking as someone who has a parent who is retired and was, you know, living on a fixed income, you get there and you realize that it's just so expensive. And you're not even talking about the healthcare costs. Just being old, like there's that old saying of, if you try living in America is expensive, try getting older. Try, because in part, there are so many things coming at you. You can't predict your health. You can't control the cost of gas. You can't control the cost of food. And I think, you know, a lot of this anxiety is being influenced by inflation because everyone, for whatever reason, is getting sticker shock everywhere you go. And it just, it's almost relentless.
I like what he said. There's some things that you can control. There's some things that you can't control. And people are getting sticker shock because what they're realizing is that they're living beyond their means. So they're already at the tip of their income, and then prices are going even beyond that. And they're like, well, I can't live this life. Of course you can't live this life, because you couldn't afford to live the life that you had before. Now, before we go on, I don't like the fact that this guy sounds a little bit deeper than I do. You know, like his voice is so deep. I was like, is that me? It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I might have to drop a few octaves, you know, talk about retirement and, you know, having older, you know, older parents. And we've all been there at 59 and a half and things of that nature. But anyway, sorry, that's not me. That's not me. But hey, I'm not making fun of the guy. I think he has a very nice voice. It is very deep. It's very different for me to hear someone who has a deeper voice than what I have. But I'm not going to change my voice trying to out-deep this guy. But that just proves that no matter how deep you think your voice is, there's always someone who's deeper or stronger. There's someone's always stronger. No matter how fast you are, there's somebody always faster. But anyway, let's keep going.
No, I feel like we weren't really educated well when it comes to saving for your retirement. And this is what I'm thinking about. The many, many times over the years that I've gone to one of these retirement calculators to determine like how much more I need to save and been like, that's impossible. I have to give my whole paycheck away. Like, so, and then you just go, well, what's the point? What's the point?
Right. And you throw up your hands.
Oh, that makes sense. Let me break this thought process down. You go to the retirement calculator. It says you need to save X amount of dollars. And you say, I will have to give up my check and I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do anything. You see, that's the mentality that keeps us broke. And she said, I don't feel like we were well educated on saving for retirement. So you're telling me you went to a tool that educated you on how much you should be saving for retirement. You got educated and then you threw up your hands and said, forget it. That tells me that's exactly what happened the first time. You probably heard it. Someone said, hey, you need to save more for your time. No, I don't want to do that because I want to live the life. Our last video, we talked about people want to live in the here and now. That's all they think about. They don't think about the future. Now she wants to blame the school system or, you know, what she learned. And obviously the school system should give us a foundation, but we cannot trust that a school that has us there for, I don't know, how many years, 15 years? Less than 13 years, you're 5 years old, you go to K-12, so about 13 years. So you're telling me in 13 years, they're supposed to teach you any and everything you're supposed to know for the next, 50, 55 years plus? Come on. Are you really serious? Most of the time, they're teaching you how to read and write and just how to do simple math. You think they have time to teach you about retirement accounts and things of that nature? Now, luckily, they do have these financial classes that are mandatory now in some high schools. You're trying to introduce personal finance to educate you, but they cannot sit you through a whole system if you're just going to throw up your hands when you get the information. How many of us know algebra? You know, we are in school. They taught algebra for class after class after class. How many of you know how to do the distributive property? How many of you still remember PEMDAS? You know, parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. The order of operations. How many of you still remember that kind of stuff? Do you know how to simplify an equation, right, with two variables? Do you know how to do that, right? Do we? If we were educated, they taught us, but do we remember or did we just throw up our hands? Retirement is the same way. If you don't know, you need to go get a professional. You can't do this. You can't think this is funny because, you know, it's on news and everyone's laughing and thinking it's funny to not know. It's not a laughing matter because I've done stories on 77-year-olds and 80-year-olds that got to go back to work and were on a fixed income because they didn't take heed. And now you're laughing it off like, oh, well, I don't want to give up my paycheck. I don't want to do that. So I'll rather just suffer. And then you want us to feel sorry for you. No, it's not going to happen that way. You're not going to get a lot of sympathy because this is the education. So if you're listening right now, this is the education that they say that they didn't get, but they're just not listening. They're not listening because they're bored. Oh, well, I don't want to listen to this. I'd rather go watch a video where a cat is jumping off and scaring people, or there's a prank on the internet or something like that, or a TikTok dance somebody wants to show me, right? They want to talk about that stuff, but this is what's important. So if you're listening right now, congratulations to you for learning and wanting to know more so you don't end up in situations like this. Because she's Gen X, excuse me. She's Gen X. So she's in that generation. So she doesn't turn around and she's having professionals come on here all the time. She doesn't make a change. She's going to be in trouble unless she's playing dumb. And she actually does have her retirement in order, and she's just trying to play to her audience and make them feel better. But making people feel better about a bad situation is a bad idea.
Yeah. And yeah, so you throw up your hands and then you just give up and you proceed with whatever you were doing before, which really isn't working. But I don't think anyone really like came to us and said, here's how you do
it. So who do we blame? The boomers. They're responsible for everything. No, but I'm joking to my boomer friends who watch us on CBS
and our 24/7.
But our parents.
It's true, though.
And who are boomers. They you know,
they
think there was an idea back then when we were born in the 60s that, you know, that the good times were here to stay. Yeah. And so our parents had, for the first time, were able to afford vacation homes, for example, right? You can't afford a vacation home. I mean, I can't afford a vacation home. And they were doing that on teacher salaries.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we're talking about now is people who earn high incomes. The bottom line is there are people who earn high incomes and are still unable to do what you're suggesting. Mm-hmm. So imagine if you are just middle class and you are a teacher or you are a fireman and you have children,
yeah.
How much more difficult it is for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm not blaming the boomers, i.e. our parents, but there was a little bit of financial education that they missed when it came to educating us about other things.
Yeah.
No. Who do you blame? You blame yourself. Take accountability. Our show is about accountability, not finding out who to point the finger out. They did it. How can you blame somebody who actually did it? The problem is that you are not taking their lessons and applying it to your life. As a parent, I have 4 children. I am not expecting them to use the things I give them to learn how to do things as we did back in the 80s and the 90s. It's not going to help them in 2024. They need to come up with their own rules and regulations and how to navigate this system based on the information that I provided them. Now, if your parents got their vacation home and they did it on teacher salaries and they were able to travel and raise children, you need to do it with the variables that you have. It is not a rinse and repeat. Every generation is going to be different. Every generation is going to have their kind of big moment where they're going to have to make adjustments. Life changes. Everything is not the same. So even if they taught you everything that they did, it still may not work. And I'm tired of the excuse of even people with high incomes are still going through the same thing. It's because it's the behaviors that's messing them up. You can have as much money as you want to, but if you're a gambler and you spend every dime, you're not going to have money, whether you make $100,000 or $1 million. It's the same person, the same mentality. You need to change your mentality. No blaming people. Take accountability for yourself and grow your assets. Live below your means. You're going to have money. The reason they made it on teacher salaries is because they budgeted. They clipped coupons. They made sure that when you said you wanted a new Nintendo or you wanted a new gaming system, they said not until Christmas. They delayed that purchasing for 6-7 months until it was available. They didn't say, you know what, I'm going to get it for my baby because he deserves it. He got an A on his math test today, so I'm going to buy him a system, and then I don't have the money, so I'm going to put it on a credit card and I'll just pay it off later. And then Christmas comes and you buy them something else. That's our problem. We have this conspicuous consumption where we're continuously buying more than what we should, and we're not delaying like our parents did. A majority of our parents cooked at home. They didn't order out DoorDash. I've never remembered a DoorDash service. Why? Because they didn't exist. That's one. But two, we didn't even go out to eat. That was a special occasion. Now we're going out to eat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, sometimes even 3 times a day, eating out instead of eating in. There are behaviors that our parents had that we don't have, and that's why we're suffering, even with high income. But ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't all about that. I just want you to take away that there are reasons that people are not retiring, and I hope that you learn some ways that you can educate yourself so you don't become someone who needs a miracle to retire. If you love videos like this, make sure you check out all of our other videos, like, comment, subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. But the best thing that you can actually really do for me is actually watch another video. I'm gonna post it at the end of this video or maybe somewhere up here. But once again, watch another video. That really helps me, and it really helps you get a better understanding of retirement as a whole. One video is not going to do it. You watch 2 or 3 videos, you start to understand, you start to see the patterns that you need to be successful. Don't take the news word for it. Take it for yourself. When you hear from 3, 4, 5, 6 different people, now you know you're on the right track. If you're looking for your financial advisor, you can always go into the description. There's going to be a link to contact me. As a certified private wealth advisor with over a decade of experience, I've seen situations like this. We create financial plans so you can be rich and righteous. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.